This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The latest data from the Census Bureau says almost 15 million housing units nationwide sit vacant. Most of them, houses and apartments, are actively for sale or for rent or are being used as second homes. But that does still leave millions of houses empty and abandoned, often run down and unlivable. From Colorado Public Radio, Dan Boyce has this story of a program to get those blighted homes back on the market.
Being a construction worker was not Brian Moreno's long-held dream. He had a job.
Auto body. I was in the body shop painting and just doing body work, but it wasn't paying enough, so.
Not paying enough because he's a new dad.
8 months old, my little daughter. So I just needed to get a job and something quick, you know, so support my family.
So now he's learning how to put up new sheetrock in a dilapidated, century-old home. It's part of his course at nearby Trinidad State College, which will certify him as a construction worker in just 1 month.
We're committing to a theory that we are testing in the marketplace.
That's Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser. His office received a chunk of money from a national settlement with the country's largest mortgage lenders after the Great Recession. Weiser used $5 million of that to create the Colorado Partnership for Education and Rural Revitalization.
And the theory is, if you train people to redevelop these properties, you do redevelop them, you'll sell them, improving the community, and the money will go back into the program and it will keep sustaining itself.
The revitalization program is at community colleges in southern Colorado. It's the poorest region of the state, where a boom and bust mining legacy in towns like Trinidad have left neighborhoods dotted with homes abandoned for decades. Back at the construction site where students are putting up sheetrock in that dilapidated home, program instructor Jerry Begley points to another house next door.
They actually look like little twins.
Or at least they used to look pretty much identical. Now this one has been almost entirely gutted and rebuilt. We step inside.
In the whole place, from what I see so far, light, homey, you know, modern.
Exactly. It's two bedroom, two bath, and it'll be very nice. It's all new plumbing, all new electrical.
This will be the first home from the AG's initiative to hit the market. Trinidad State is hoping to get about $220,000 for it, which would be a good deal for a house that size in the area.
We did purchase the kitchen cabinets.
With the initiative being new and with new students cycling through every month, it took Begley a long time to renovate this house.
About a year and a half.
That turnaround should speed up, and the money from selling the homes keeps the program going. But even though the initiative is now operating in four southern Colorado cities, it's not some grand solution to the region's housing needs. That's not the only point, though. Begley says it's the rapid workforce development, getting students trained for construction jobs in just a month.
We have an opportunity to take some people who might be down and out, who want a second, third, fourth, fifth chance to come in, and they say, we need a job.
For student Brian Moreno, he needed a new career fast, and this program has delivered.
I picked up a lot. Yeah, within 3 weeks, it's amazing.
Moreno has since finished the program and got that construction job he was looking for, a path to a higher wage to provide for his new family. And this struggling corner of the state really needs options like that. In Trinidad, Colorado, I'm Dan Boyce for Marketplace.